A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when US of the UN of the US of the world, Big Supremo Donald Trump of the poor, and Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo continued their campaign for a joint Nobel Peace Prize. Well, Donald wouldn't want to share it after all. When or if they finally stop slaughtering evil Iran, he will have stopped yet another war. And how proud we are that True Blue Aussie was the first US of and Zion acolyte to support the attack, while refraining from stating whether we thought it was legal. In fact, that must rest with the perpetrators, Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the Minister for Going Overseas all the time, and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing asserted. Trying to recall if that's what they said when evil Russia invaded Ukraine, for instance, and Penny said we don't comment on that place when asked if Pine Gap was involved in the Peace Prize killing. Speaking of which, again, Donald boasted over the deaths of Iranian rulers, forgetting that more than 150 children had been killed when their school was bombed, obviously terrorist children. 150-plus children contributing to Donald's Peace Prize, and, well, we can but imagine how Benjamin would feel at the mass slaughter of innocent children, the euphemistic collateral damage. Like the Lebanese, Benjamin decided to invade at the same time, although, in fairness, he's never stopped invading them. After all, that death and destruction, when a couple of US OB trained killers were themselves killed, Donald said evil Iran would pay for this crime against humanity. Someone should remind Donald that when you start trained killing, there's every chance, like 100% chance, that the other lot will fire back. The reason for the slaughter was clear. Well, reasons, because Donald had a new justification every day. His oh-so-compassionate Secretary for War for Train Killing and Slaughter, Peter Hug Killstuff, also a different story every day, and the Secretary for US of World State, Marco Rubiatio Cuba, had one reason one day and the opposite reason the next. So that's pretty clear. Donald did say he hoped the Ayatollah would not be replaced by another lunatic. Shades of the US of 14 months ago, when these lunatics seized the White House and, more pertinently, the Pentagon. All those lovely toys for the boys. And full marks to the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review for getting the thousands of deaths into perspective, aware that war, train killing is violent. Saying so in huge P1 headline Thursday, yes, the market reaction to war threatens to become violent. Stuff the human victims. It's the market, stupid. No, no, if the filthy rich become a little less filthy rich, they're the real human victims. Poor dears. Well, slightly less rich dears. Then again, in arguably the most egregious exploitation of genuine human suffering and death, some filthy rich getting filthy richer through a mob called Polly Market, which runs bets on world events, some making up to $1.5 million killing on the killing by betting on when the US would invade. Some, perhaps the same people, also made millions betting on when he would invade Venezuela. Morality run riot. And with such morals, what a surprise. There are suggestions some people are betting with inside information, insider trading, so to speak. Who would have thought? Donald's commitment to a rules-based world order and legality shone again when Spain, unlike courageous True Blue Aussie, declared his invasion illegal and banned US OB killer planes using Spanish bases. We can land without Spain's approval. Nobody's going to tell us not to use them. Guess who exploded? See? Respect for the US OBS rules-based world order. And the demise of His Most Gracious Majesty's home country Supremo Keir Star No More after 14 months of kowtowing. Wonder if Anthony and Penny and the Minister for Being Offensive and Train Killing Colonel Maul's the bad guys, he of the giant mind, ever think despite all their boot licking and bum licking and brown tongues, one small slip and bang, all that aggrandizement vaporizes like fairy floss. Still, he's most gracious, and Keir can take some consolation that True Blue Aussie has just handed them yet another $300 million as part of the onomatopoeic Caucus deal. And that left-wing visionary train-killer industry minister Pat Conraygun agreed British missiles could be tested in True Blue Aussie, just like they tested their nuclear bombs on land where no one was affected, because the only people there were Terra Nullius non-land non-people, so there were no people on the no land. And wasn't that one of the great success stories? As a by the by, and we've certainly got no time for the theocratic butchers running Iran, but the celebratory protests are also disturbing. A mixture of Iranian and Zion flags and photos of the son of the deposed former butcher, who hasn't been near the place for decades. The caring business class was out and about advising the government on what's needed to make the greatest little economic order of them all even greater. Step one, curb reliance on government. The Business Profits Council ordered all that spending on people with disabilities, pensioners, the unemployed, is killing the economy. These sponges must pay more themselves from the money they haven't got, killing the economy, which desperately needs, a tax regimen that does not cripple the caring business class, presumably through avoiding them altogether by meeting their legal tax obligations, spending the taxes they don't pay instead on increasing productivity and getting rid of the onerous caring business class relations laws the socialists have introduced, like same job, same pay, and the right to disconnect, and worse, going home nights. We didn't say equal pay for same work, of course, although reported last week the socialists are boasting they have reduced the gender pay gap to a mere 11.5%. Boast. They can boast when it really is equal pay. Anyway, figures this week confirm the 11.5%, and interesting juxtaposition. True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review report with the masthead and caring employers declaring their commitment to equal pay. Then, very next page, full page ad for the Asia Pacific Financial and Innovation Symposium. Should be one of the great days out, with photos of 10 high finance, big time speakers, people who make money and make money and nothing else. And how many were women? Exactly one. So woman, not women. The True Blue Aussie Resources and Energy Employer Profits Association, representing the caring transnational fossil polluters, made a very strong and logical case for government to resist worker campaigns for better wages and conditions, pointing out the, quote, outdated law, which saw BHP, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, fined for forcing workers to work on Christmas Day, must be rescinded because it ignores the reality of the modern 24/7 workplace, continuous shift-based fly-in, fly-out operations. And record-keeping requirements must also be relaxed. The system has shifted from protecting employees against underpayment to penalising employers for paperwork defects. Sensible stuff. But just as we'd expect, the bloody evil unions disagree, won't listen to reason. The association, which represents some of our wealthiest mining companies, is arguing workers should go backwards by allowing employers to force workers to work public holidays. Not only that, they would give bosses a leave pass so they no longer need to keep proper employment records. The ACTU raved. Worse. The ACTU is also pushing for an extra week's annual leave. Do they think caring employers are made of money? Disastrous timing. Our old mate, True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes, will cost the workers, bemoaned. We already face a productivity crisis driving up inflation. An extra week off will just make these problems worse. Only those living in a fool's paradise would agree with the idea, it has told us. Evil unions and workers have no sense of timing, do they? Every time they ask for more wages or improved conditions, caring employers are forced to warn that the time is not right. There is, of course, a simple solution. The evil unions and workers must wait until the caring employers tell them the time is right for higher wages and conditions, improved conditions, and problem solved. Another caring employer, After Profits Pay, which took 1,300 staff to California late last year to celebrate massive profits, free-flowing alcohol, musicians, all the works, a mere $68 million of thanks. Then this week, it sacked, sadly had to let go, downsized by 40%. That's a lot of workers on the scrap heap. Thanks and no thanks. Seems it's discovered AI can do the work. And what a saving. Take AI to California to celebrate, no alcohol, just consuming heaps and heaps of fossils and water, and it can play its own music to itself. Win-win. Domino on the Nose Pizza, those ads dripping with elastic strands of salt and fat, announced a new Supremo it hopes will drag it out of a profit doldrums, a bloke who has held senior positions with McDonald's salt, sugar and fat for years, who will, quote, make a significant contribution, chairperson Jack Cowan crowed. And we agree, a significant contribution to the health and undertaking industries. Finally, two commemorations this weekend, thankfully rendered benign. International Working Women's Day, emanating from working women's struggle, but thank goodness it has been adopted by the establishment and celebrates caring business class women, erasing working from the title, forcing us to criticise this station for thumbing its nose at the establishment and devoting the whole day to celebrating working women. Shame, 3CR, shame. At least small men on public land will vroom their way at great public expense to turn people's minds to truly important matters. And Labor Day. Years ago, huge marches, evil unions, huge floats and banners and lazy avaricious workers. Who wants to celebrate workers when we can celebrate Moomba and fun? Indeed, when Moomba seized Labor Day, it banned unions from the fun Mickey Mouse Parade. Bread and circuses, let them eat cake. Let working women and men glorify the greatest little economic order of them all. Although, a jarring return to reality. Donald told us, if crazy people have nuclear weapons, bad things happen. Crazy Donald, that's a worry. Good morning.